korkun oku trap sonsun. Trap sonsun trap donsun. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа. Дадаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with the Ween Dog.
What's up, dude?
My man, Tyler Smith, who is a military vet, now an actor.
He's
amateur fighter.
Very successful.
Wrestling
actor.
Coach, brown belt, jiu-jitsu, security detail. How many tours in Iraq you do?
One private.
One private
None
tour
with
in Iraq?
The military. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds sketchy as fuck.
It's awesome.
But,
it was sketchy.
And I got to talk to you about your opinion, by the way, of what happened in Iran. That's actually... all right. And Mayhem Miller is on his way. He texted me, said he's running a little late. So make sure you guys stay tuned because he'll be here. I know all the Mayhem fans.
Yes.
And then we have Isaac Valley Flag also calling in. It's going to be a great show. I want to thank Speedweed. This show is possible because of Speedweed. Gino has been a friend of mine for years. He supports MMA, supports comedy, and this guy is like the Santa Claus of weed and life. He's just
he really is a
giving human being. You don't meet many people like him. So support him, support Speedweed, and they deliver the best weed. I'm out of THC sex lube. Sex has never been worse. My wife's bleeding. No, kidding. I'm telling you. So definitely. So they have everything. They have edibles. They have sex lube. Just mentioned roasted. You get $10 off, $100 or more. Highly recommend it. So New Year's Eve. Well, first of all, I just came back from a show. I did a show in Nevada recently, and I was like, I'm becoming that grumpy comic now, by the way. Can I hear myself on the mic? Can you guys hear
me? I can hear you.
The mic works.
Which one is this one?
Turn this up, you said?
Whatever
All right.
is yours.
Whichever one's mine. Okay, so That's I'm becoming... Because there was this comedian that went on before me that was, like, doing old jokes. Not like he was like, you know, a preacher and a priest walk into a bar. And I'm just like, come on. You know,
like, really?
Yeah, like, he was doing well with his jokes, and then he was in between, and it was an older crowd, but still, like, because that gives the impression that anybody can do this.
Exactly. That's my first thought. It's like fuck, dude,
no.
I should be doing stand-up.
Right? It's like, dude, I mean, I feel like it's like you're not even a cover band. I'm sort of a cover band, but it's just, what are you telling old? So now I'm at the back, like, getting annoyed, and it doesn't affect me at all, but still
it could, though. It could, because like, if I'm sitting in a crowd and some dude starts telling knock knock jokes, I'm like, oh, all right, cool,
yeah,
this is fun.
Unless it's
and then
Dice
that
Clay.
Sets the yeah exactly well unless exactly if it's tongue-in-cheek and you know it's tongue-in-cheek and the dude just being a jackass, then
you know,
fine.
Speaking of it, by the way, separate topic, I met Macaulay Culkin one time.
Awesome.
Like, about 2 months ago. I was at his house.
Yeah.
Randomly at his house with Devin Sawa. We were supposed to do a podcast. The guy is the nicest guy ever. He opens the door in like pajamas. Then I'm sitting there with him, blah, 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 because I'll get to the knock-knock joke. I tell him I'm a comic. He's like, oh, I got a great joke for you. I'm like, what is it? He goes, why the chicken crossed the road? I go, why? He goes, to get to your house. And I was like, all right. And he goes, knock, knock. I go, who's there? He goes, the chicken. I was like, all right, that's pretty good. You got me there. Macaulay Culkin. And then he was like the nicest guy. He's wearing pajamas and like painted fingernails, but he's like a giant kid. Like, I will go over there, and there's like wrestling memorabilia on his wall.
Yeah, I've heard he has like just collections of random
collections. And I'm like,
shit.
And it was Tito Santana. It was Strike Force, which was like a tag team back in the 80s.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I go, dude, is that Tito Santana? And then his eyes lit up. He's like, you knew about Strikeforce? I was like, yeah, that's Rick Martel. And then we like bonded. We became like best friends. And he comes up. I told him I had my kid. He was like 3 months old. He gives me a bunch of rubber duckies. He goes, stick your hand in and take one. And it's a satanic duck. But like, I don't know why he had a bag of this. So I took
one. That's what I'm saying. He just has like a bag of rubber duckies. He has a bunch of mannequins. Like G.I. Joe's.
Then he told me like 45
cool shit,
minutes
dude.
Of like anal sex jokes.
Awesome.
And then my wife, I told him I met Macaulay Culkin today. She's like, oh, that's the guy from the the Amazon commercial, and I felt, I was like, oh god, like I've never felt more older.
The guy from the Amazon.
Yeah, commercial. She's like, no, he's funny. I'm like, Home Alone, what? Yeah. Like Richie Rich. The other sister.
All the other Macaulay Culkin movies.
The other brother. What was it? The one where he was like the evil.
The Good Son.
The Good Son, right?
Dude, yeah. I auditioned for The Good Son.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
As what?
That was the one audition I did as a kid.
To play who?
To play either Macaulay Culkin or Elijah Wood. I forget which one it was.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, you could have been Frodo.
Blew it.
Dude.
Blew the audition.
Dude, they were giving that to Macaulay Culkin or Elijah. No offense, but I mean, that's like.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just an audition that they just were like, oh, we saw lots of kids.
We have to see kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so then. I go on, I have a great set, I'm super happy, and then at the end, the host, who was a nice guy, and they told us we have to be cleaner, but they were laughing, and I was like, whatever, they're dying laughing, I'm like, the host goes, give it up for, Adam Hunter, blah, 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 he goes, they told us we get to be clean, so I wish my dad was here because he'd be just as disappointed in his jokes as my jokes. I'm like, what kind of fucking shot is this? Like, whatever happened to comics unifying? Like, it used to be comics, like, we were all together.
Comics versus the world.
And then the audience. If the audience sucked, it was like, yo, this crowd sucks, or this crowd sucks. But now it's like, we're becoming a bunch of snitches. Not all of us, but...
pit them against each other.
I did a show at the Ice House recently, and... it was one of those like social justice warrior crowds. Like they were just, wow. And I was like, all right, fuck this. So then I just tore into them, right? And then it was like an Asian girl. This, so I was going off. The comic after me goes up there. He goes, give it up for, first thing he says, he goes, good looking black comic who's been on a bunch of TV shows. He goes, hey, just want to let you guys know, I'm nothing like the last guy. He goes, I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, for better or worse. I feel different about women and Asian people. I'm like, really, dude? Like, this is what we...
It's fucking jokes, man.
But this is what we've become? Let the crowd complain. What are we doing here?
I'm not an asshole.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, come on. And then I'm like, what do I do? Do I DM this guy? Do I tell him, hey, man, you didn't have to take a shot at me? Like, because I booked this guy before at the dime bar. Like, but I'm like, fuck it.
I mean, at that point, what do you do?
Yeah, how is that going to...
You can't do... There's nothing you can do. The guy's just talking shit. He's going to talk shit. Like,
yeah. So then I did a show 2 nights ago in Corona, and it was funny. It was like a bar show, and it was... by the way, I got a text. Oh, Mayhem just texted me. He's got an eye infection. Not going to make it.
What?
Yes.
Fucking eye infection.
Damn it. Hope
how do you get
better.
An eye infection?
Son of a bitch.
How are you over like 10 years old and get an eye infection?
I hope you guys feel better. I hope you guys feel better.
Sorry, Mayhem.
Mayhem, feel better, brother. Feel better. Stay strong.
Yes, yes.
So I'm doing a show in Corona, and like it's like one of those like dive shows. There's like 15 people there. There's like, it was just no stage. Like the lights were like, it was like flashing on and off. Disco ball. It was just, the crowd was behind us and in front of us.
What?
So this guy goes up and he goes, yeah, I want to let everybody know, this guy Big Mike, who I've known for years. I knew him back. And he's like, hey, I just want to say, my man Adam Hunter, he's been on this and that and that. And he's, whenever I got a big show, I bring him out. So then I go on and I'm like, dude, this is the big show? Like, I go, dude, what were the small shows? Like, look, there's no stage, there's no this. I'm like, really? Like, I was fucking with them. That was...
That's funny, though. Like,
yeah, of course.
Fucking with someone is different than pandering to the crowd.
Of course.
About how bad the other guy is.
Yeah, like, or snitching on him for being dirty.
Yeah.
I hate when comics snitch on each other. Anyway, so then that
First of all, if you're not allowed to be dirty, unless it's like one of those all ages, like there's kids there.
Yeah.
It's fucking comedy, man.
It was funny.
Like,
it was
you should be able to say whatever the hell you want.
But I did a joke about how I got invited to a gender reveal party, which was weird because the person was 40. and then Big Mike goes, a big black guy goes, what's a gender reveal party? I go, oh, it's like a white person thing. You guys, I'm like, you guys have a, thank God that's not my kid party. So I was like, but I was writing down some of the worst shows I've done. I remember one time I did a show at some bar and there was every time someone heckle, a guy would get up and punch that person. And then, like,
That's badass.
Like someone that worked at the
no,
place or
in
just
the crowd.
A random.
You'd be like, shut the fuck up, punch the person, and then sit back
that's
down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking great, dude.
And then I went to a show one time in Bakersfield. This black comic, Esau, was on, and like a brawl broke out, and he started doing like commentary. Like during, like, oh, nice right hand. He slips to left. Like, dude, then one time I did a show in Buffalo at college, and it was brought to you by the Cancer Society, right? So they play this video before I go on stage of all these kids that had cancer, and at the and like children, and at the end they go, everybody died. Like they had like rest in peace, and they like listed all of them. So then like the lights go on, the whole crowd's in tears, mm-hmm. and they go, time for the comedy show. I'm like, this is my fucking, this is what we're opening with?
Dude, the first joke was about that, about the cancer kids, right? It had to
be. I go, give it up for my opening act. They can't be here tonight or something. Like something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then that show, if you look up Comic Attacked at Wedding, people don't know this. Like,
oh yeah, that was
like
great.
About 6 years ago, I did a show and I got attacked at a wedding. So they hired me and they said, hey, will you roast the crowd? But they didn't tell me anything. It was a bunch of military people. He was in the Army. She was a Marine. And I was marrying them. And everyone in the crowd in Apple Valley was from the Marines. So I'm like, dearly beloved, gather. I had to like look up, what does the minister say at the wedding?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started making fun of him. And I'm like, wow, she's got huge tits. And the father was looking at me like with his head down, like, no, this is not happening. This is not happening. This is not. So I'm looking directly at the father. I got thing, and then I start going off on the bridesmaids, and I'm like, oh, dude, like we have a 7 and a 9, and whatever. I'm just.
To be fair, people were laughing.
People were laughing.
People were laughing.
But
pretty,
then they
pretty
go,
hard.
They go roast everyone in the crowd. So I go in the crowd, and I make a fun. And there's one guy that looked like he didn't belong there. He was gonna band, and I go, well, you know, nice highlights. Sorry, your band's not gonna make it. I guess his band had broken up. The guy gets wow. up and just pushes me, right? and I was like, yeah, here it is. And then at the end, I go, I'm like, don't stop believing, right? But then people don't realize this clip is 3 minutes and 30 seconds. It's got 500,000 hits. It's been on like all these shows, like America's Worst Weddings, Weddings Gone Wrong, you know, like all this.
That's great, dude.
But people don't know that there's another 45 minutes of this wedding that I had to do. Like I just put it through. I had to,
oh, you still, so you finished everything.
Well, what happened was after the guy gets up and pushes
yeah,
me,
that goes,
right?
He's like laughing though. He's laughing at first.
He
well, he starts
finger.
Laughing and then. He keeps going.
I think I might have called him like retarded Bon Jovi or something.
Retarded
Bon Jovi. It was pretty great, man. Yeah.
So the guy gets up and pushes me. And now, he gets up and he leaves.
It's not fucking funny, dude.
So now I'm thinking everyone's going to think I'm a pussy for not beating this guy up.
Right.
And I hadn't got paid yet. I think I was getting like a grand or something. Wow. So I'm like, fuck, now what do I do? Everyone's a Marine. That's the father that has his back. He still hasn't turned around during this whole thing.
It looks like he's trying to not laugh.
His father's still like, what's going on? But now I got to do another 35 minutes. So now it's totally awkward. And the guy's in the house pacing back and forth, and I could see him in a window.
Jesus.
And
dude.
I try going back, and then after this, about 20 minutes later, the grandma starts yelling at me, going, we don't want to hear your dirty jokes. And I was, it was just, finally I wrapped it up. And then I had to wait another 40 minutes
such
to get
composure.
Paid.
Such composure. Such composure.
Yeah.
Because also, though, like.
I had to wait to get paid, yeah.
Knowing that it was the bride and groom that hired you to do it, that gives you, like.
Yeah.
It's her fucking wedding, so all you can suck
a dick.
I think
what happened
dick,
was, like,
dude.
They had been together for 20 years, and everyone was like, when are you getting married? So, like, okay, we'll get married, fine. but we'll pull a fast one.
It's my favorite people in the world.
Oh, yeah. Like, because even
they
now,
sound amazing.
They still come to my shows, these people, and they've, like, supported
awesome.
Me. Yeah,
that's awesome, dude.
It's super nice. It's just,
that's awesome.
And I guess, like, they had been already a rivalry between him and the other side of the family for a while, so it was all kinds of shit that I just walked into, like a Hatfield and McCoy situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was that. The week later, I did a baby shower. It was like the guy's fourth, like, marriage, and she was hot. And I was like, if you can't make this work, you're obviously a homosexual. And he had to cut a check for me. Anyway, so it was like, that's comedy. I mean, comedy is just...
That's the real comedy. That's the comedy people don't see on TV.
And last week, I got hit up going, hey, are you interested in doing comedy at a nude wedding? And so I was like,
yes.
I was like, sure. She's like, guys, like, it pays, you know, 5 G's, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, sign me up, right? And then he goes, but you have to be nude too. And I was like,
you need an opener?
Really? You do that?
Fuck yeah. $5,000? Just stand there naked?
Well, then he
Come
goes,
on.
So then I was like, let me think about it.
I wouldn't even have to tell jokes. I'd just stand there.
I was like, all right, let me think about it.
People would laugh.
I was like, no pictures, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes, okay, the couple, they're thinking about hiring you. Will you send me a picture of you naked? And I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm like, this is...
For $1,000.
Really?
I've used that line before on girls.
Really?
Let's just keep the podcast moving.
Dude, there was a club that my security company used to do the security at.
Yeah.
That the club patrons would pay the security guards to look at their dicks.
Why?
It was like a under the table, like, oh yeah. It was like a
why did they want security guards?
It was like a weird thing. Because they were the ones that you couldn't see their dicks for free. So it's like,
oh, they
would bribe. Yeah, the people that were in the club would bribe the security
guy
to look at their dick.
Wow.
Whose dick?
Fucking absolute. The security guy.
Did you show your dick to anybody?
I didn't work there.
Oh, okay.
I wish.
Anyway, how was your New Year's?
I would have been walking with hundreds, dude.
What's going on with you guys?
Not much. Dude had a good New Year's. I got some new resolutions for 2020.
For instance?
Fuck. I can't think of any right now.
Come on.
It's great resolutions.
Dude. I want to get back into stand-up comedy. I took a break because I got very, very insecure about my comedy. I felt like when I first started, when I was 18, I felt like I was being influenced by all these other comics.
Like Joey Diaz and those guys.
No, not him. I'm talking about other people like in the lower
Adam
echelon
Hunter.
Of comedy. Not Adam's up there. I'm like, I felt like they're influencing me. These aren't even good comics. And I was like trying to like model myself and my jokes after them and what they're doing. And it just wasn't working out. So I got so depressed. I was like, this might not be for me, dude.
Right.
So I was wondering like, what should you do to keep going and to convince yourself that you can do this or whatever? Or
I mean, my advice to everybody that wants to do comedy is to start their own room. Mm-hmm. Because if you start your own comedy room, comics will come to you, trade you stage time, and also it'll force you to write new jokes because the same crowd keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. But you got to do a room that holds like 10 to 20 people because you don't want to spend all week long getting people to come. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing that since I started. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm over 20 something years in. I still have a room, and because that room forces me to get better. Mm-hmm. I mean, tonight, I have Jay Moore coming tonight. I have this guy coming tonight. I have this guy, and it's also able to help people out. And then they're like, comedy for every 20 people you help, one will help you back, if that. But you got to play the odds. Now, you have to also love doing comedy. Mm-hmm. You have to love making people laugh and love writing jokes. Mm-hmm. Do you love those things?
Yes.
Then that's...
And also, I noticed, like, because I started very, very young. I started right when I turned 18. And my brain thinks very differently now. Like, I look at my joke book from a long time ago. I'm like, this is some of the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. This wouldn't make fucking a stone chimpanzee laugh, dude.
Yeah.
You know, so my brain thinks a little bit differently. I think I'm a better joke writer now, especially since I've been hanging around with you for like 5 years, you know. So I got like that one-liner mentality. I just want to be able to polish up a five-minute set and just
go
there and rock and roll, dude.
I mean, it's a great resolution.
Yes.
I actually, my one resolution is to get back into jiu-jitsu.
Nice.
Because I was doing it, and then I got scared because of my leg. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, just start training with me.
ACL tear was like the worst.
Start
I know, but
me.
I'm worried about training with you because you're going to fuck me up, and then I feel like you're not going to listen to my wrestling coaching anymore.
I'm not going
to
fuck you up at all. We'll just go after practice on
not
Saturdays
fuck me up, like
something.
Hurt me. I'm saying like you're gonna dominate me, and then when I'm trying to teach the kids wrestling,
it's a different sport.
Like, oh, well, what happens when you like
I've
already
shit
made
about wrestling, dude.
No, you do know a lot about wrestling, but the thing is that you do a lot about wrestling for jiu-jitsu.
Exactly.
There's a huge crossover, but there's also like. It's like sometimes you'll be like, elbows down and just stay there. I'm like, no, he's gonna get stalling. Like, there's no stalling in jiu-jitsu, is there?
No.
See, that's
the, well, yes, but it takes a lot.
That's the big difference.
You have to literally be doing nothing get stalling in jiu-jitsu.
Like Amanda Nunes, Jermaine Dumandamine, whatever the fuck her name is, she will just stall by holding on
on
the bottom.
Yeah. Well, like I haven't ever been called for stalling, but I had a match where I just wouldn't let a guy establish grips. Mm-hmm. Like that was, he was sitting in my guard, and every time he'd go to grip, I'd rip his grip, and it was a grip fight, and they called him for stalling, which was bullshit because I was like not letting him do anything, but they called him for stalling because it just looked like he was sitting there when in reality he was going for grips.
One of my last matches in college is like, I was down 5-4 and I couldn't take this fucking kid down. So I was like, all right, get a stalling call. So I just rushed a kid as and then threw him out of bounds and pushed him, like, I think over the camera guy who was faced the other way. And I'm like, ref, he's stalling. Like, no, you have to attempt a shot. You can't just fucking push.
Just walk at him.
Not sumo wrestling. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's cool. And how's everything with the girl?
Everything is good, dude. You know, I'm getting kind of nervous, though, because I'm at this point in my life where, you know, I'm about to graduate college. My dad's moving out. I'm going to be up here by myself, miles and miles away from my family. It's like, this is a very critical moment in my life where no matter what I decide to do could, you know, be like what I do for the rest of my life, you know? So do I want to go the safe route and get a 9-to-5 job?
No.
Or do I want to be a savage, a Twitch streamer, comedian, podcaster, which is where that's what my passion is. But at this moment, it's like, I got to make money. I got to do some shit. I got a girl to please now. I got to make sure that she's happy. I got to take care of my dog who's about to die because she has fucking back spasms every night. I get my dog so high, dude, with like CBD treats, with edibles. Like I'm making my own dog edibles now.
Nice.
Like with THC and CBD.
What do you mean making them?
I make them. Like if you were to make a pot brownie, I'd make that for like dogs, you know?
Yeah.
For like
you know what you're doing?
Peanut
butter treats or something.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just throw it. All you gotta do is get a stick of butter, put it in the crock pot, grind up some weed, put it in there.
You don't think maybe this is causing the spasms?
It could be. It could be. You know,
you're killing your dog. Dude, yeah. I don't think so. I don't think THC and CBD can.
If he doesn't know how much dogs are spasms. Have to have a certain amount of like pot in them. He can't just like grind up weed and give it to an animal.
Really? Well, if you know, I mean, if you know,
fuck.
If you have the breakdown of like what the percentage is, then you can
have the breakdown.
Do the math.
No,
it dude. Should say it on the weed.
Yeah,
but it's not for dogs.
No, I'm growing my own weed too.
Oh,
I have like a giant ass weed plant in my closet right now, dude.
Dude, my dog is now blind and deaf, right? And he looks for me all night long, all right? And you can hear his tiptoeing, which is like the worst because I will have the baby from the car, you know, or the baby will wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we're like, she stands up, da-da-da-da-da-da, ma-ma-ma, and like she's just crying. We're like, let her cry. After 3 minutes, we're like, all right, let's get her, right? And then I have to hold her. And my dog is now up looking for me. So now I have to hold, I sleep with the baby on me and my hand on the ground. So the dog knows where I am and can smell me. And I'm at the corner of the bed. And my wife's taking up the entire, it's fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And I got three cats in the bed with me. And the cats are now bullying the dog because now he can't see them or smell them.
You wanted to have kids.
How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I was sick like the last 2 weeks of 2019 into the first week of 2020. But I'm good now. I'm good. I got a commercial coming next week.
Yeah.
So I'm working a little bit more.
You booked a commercial?
I booked fucking background.
Whatever.
Whatever, dude.
Damn,
it's,
bro.
It's money.
Can you introduce
it's good
me to your
money.
Agent?
I don't have an agent.
What do you
I'm
do?
I'm on LA Casting. So there's like casting poster boards, basically, like what used to be a pin board of like, oh, hey, open casting call here. It's all online now. So I get emails every day, like 50, 60 emails every day about principal and background roles. And I just submit to whatever is interesting.
And then they call you if you got the part?
Yeah, they'll email you back. Yeah, they'll email you back like, hey, we want you to come in for this or whatever.
What's the pay?
Depends. Anywhere from like, dude, some of them are like non-paid, some are $100 for the day, some are $250 for 8 hours.
All right, let's talk fighting.
Yeah,
okay, so let's talk fighting.
It's all good
stuff. New Year's Eve, PFL. You guys watch it?
I watched a couple. I watched our boy.
Fucking the Bulldog.
Dave Machado.
It's crazy. Like, what's crazy about that fight was that Ray Cooper is known for his striking. Everyone's like, dude, this guy hits so hard. It's so hard. He took Bulldog down twice.
Yeah.
Bulldog is a collegiate wrestler. I think he was a state champ of South Dakota. And Bulldog was the one throwing bombs. And I was like, man, that's got to fuck with you. When the guy that isn't known for wrestling takes you down twice, you could see Bulldog had a lot of pressure on himself.
Yeah.
You could see that first round. He's like, this is not going well. Now, hats off. He still made, you know, $300,000, whatever he made, a lot more than he was making before.
Him,
I mean, he's a guy that was in, like, you know, Combate and this and really worked his way back up. I like the PFL. I work for the PFL. It's interesting because when there's $1 million on the line, you think the fight's going to be more exciting. And it's guys are like, no, just get the win.
Take zero chances. Yeah, dude, exactly. Like,
Bulldog's the only one that took a chance, really, him and Cooper. Because most of the other fight, even Kayla Harrison, who's always like, finish, finish, finish.
Yeah, she was very, very patient in this fight.
I don't blame her. I mean, Lance Palmer.
If it's going to insure you $1 million, fuck yeah, I'll take a close decision win.
Yeah, of course.
If I know I'm winning the fight, like, there's no reason to, which I've never won a fight, so I don't know what that feels like. But
yeah. You've won a lot of, you've won life fights.
And like, okay, but like jiu-jitsu, for example, if I'm up by 2 points and there's a minute left in the round, like, all I'm thinking about is staying on top.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to like, I need to finish them so I can prove. Fuck that, dude. I'm winning.
But I was looking at the message boards, and they were all like, man, I think Kayla's overrated. Ronda would have finished. Well, Ronda's never been in that situation where she had $1 million on the line. And
Ronda would have finished.
And that girl is really tough. Mm-hmm. And she was really good at not getting finished. Like, she's the only girl Kayla has never finished in her career. Some people are just really good at not losing versus not winning. And I mean, Pacheco's a winner as well, but she's really good at not getting. There are people out there, even in the wrestling world, where they'd be like, they would always lose close ones. Or like, they're really good at.
They're not getting submitted. They're not getting pinned. They're not, you know, I lost 2-0.
But they're not necessarily winning. So, I mean, look, I'm happy for these. Now, they said next year the PFL is getting rid of 60% of their roster. But putting in a whole new roster.
Really?
Yeah, which I don't know how I feel about
that.
It's
like a new draft.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Wow.
Interesting.
I mean,
that's very interesting.
Look,
where are they pulling from? Are they pulling from other, like, smaller promotions, or are they just going to throw, like, a bunch of,
well,
like Bellator
McDonald.
Does, where they're like, oh, hey, it's your MMA debut. Come fight on this pay-per-view.
Well, they got Rory McDonald.
Yeah. Saw that. Good for him.
Which I'm also happy, because that means that they're going to be around another year, because I was, like, starting to worry. I'm like, I hope they're around next year. But they're signing Rory McDonald. They obviously are. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I don't even know if that's a good thing, because I feel like you get to know a certain fighter for 2 years. I had no idea who Ray Cooper was, but now I do after watching him fight 8 times. So now I have a little bit of a connection with him. So if they get rid of, let's say, Ray Cooper, and then they put in a new guy.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing they would keep the people that are making it to the finals and making it through. Like,
are they keeping Lance Palmer? Are they going to let him win another $1 million next year? I mean,
It doesn't matter to them.
No.
They're giving away $1 million either way. So it's like, whoever wins it, wins it.
Yeah, but they want people to watch it too.
Well, that's a reason to watch it. Is he going to get another $1 million? It's like the end of GSP's career. We weren't watching to see GSP win. We were watching to see if GSP would lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of GSP, so now, according to GSP's trainer, Faraz, who's a classy guy.
Faraz's a hobby, yeah, man.
So they're talking about GSP versus Khabib. Who wins that fight?
GSP.
Really? First of all, what weight is the fight? He's not making 55. So Khabib's going to 170,
have
right?
Have to be 70.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was talking about making 55, but when he fought Bisping at 85,
he's never made 55. Has he ever made 55 in his career?
No.
So then what are we talking about?
No. I mean, but he could.
Really?
Most 55ers can float between 55 and 70.
Or
vice versa.
But he's got like a 12-pack. That guy, he has zero fat, that guy.
Yeah, but he's big now, too. He's got a lot of muscle. So he could lose some of that.
Yeah. He's got muscle. Yeah, but at 70, he doesn't have that much muscle.
Yeah, he still has muscle at 70.
At 55, you don't think he's going to look like Kenny Florian?
Because he never cut that much weight for 70. He wasn't cutting like 30 pounds.
All right, let's assume it's at 170. It's more realistically 170, right?
Probably.
So who wins that fight?
I think GSP does, right? Has he ever been put on his back, like the way Khabib puts his opponents on their back?
No.
I don't think so.
Not really. I mean, no. I mean, Johnny Hendricks basically won a stand-up war.
Yeah.
John Fitch didn't take him down, right? I mean, that was a good fight, actually, him and Fitch. Even Jake Shields didn't. That was a weird fight. So no. So you think GSP beats Khabib
the jab head kick fight?
Yeah.
At this age?
I mean, I was going to say that. I don't know, like, because he fights like once every like 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
He came back to, he beat Bisping.
It definitely, when he fought Bisping, it definitely looked like he had lost a step.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. He was slow.
He dominated Bisping.
He dominated Bisping because he's better, but he was slower. So like a young guy like Khabib, that's just a fucking ferocious wrestler that doesn't stop.
You think he lost? You think he looked better against, let's say, Nick Diaz than he did against Bisping? I mean, because those were a lot closer fights.
Yeah, but it was also a lot. It was a while ago. And at the same time, Bisbing's older too. Like, Bisping didn't look great against Luke Rockhold, you know?
Oh,
like, he didn't look fantastic against him.
He just caught him.
He just, like, was throwing and, like, all right, I'm just going to keep throwing at you.
He also fought with one eye. One eye, dude. Yeah, come on. By the way, I did that joke, by the way, where I said this guy's hit him so hard, his eye came flying out. Bisbing's eye came flying out. And then I asked Bisbing, I'm like, hey, man, can you tweet this out? And he's like, he goes, that last joke, you fucking, what do you call it?
Probably called you a cunt.
You're a fucking cunt.
No, he didn't call me a cunt. Yeah, he called me, he goes, nice joke, you prick.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy's missing a fucking eye,
I know,
dude.
But he's the best.
Like, he is. He's a good sport.
He'll tweet me, like that one joke about, I said, Rampage versus Fedor was fight of the decade. And he wrote, like, he took a screenshot. He goes, LOL. Ah. Like, he's a good dude. Bisping's, he's a really good dude.
I honestly can't believe they let him fight.
I don't think they didn't know.
They had to have not known. But even, like, I had a buddy. I used to train with a guy. Killer. He was a fucking killer on the feet. Muay Thai, like, really good. Blind in one eye. Completely blind in one eye. And we went to fight in Nevada, and the moment he sat down for the, like, the pre-fight physical, the doctor looked at him. He was like, you're blind in that eye. You can't fight.
Wow.
Like, immediately.
So how
he didn't even do a test.
So Bisbing had better eyeballs?
I think Bisbing has, he works for the UFC, and they pulled strings.
And let's, like, not forget,
because it's on the commission.
Bisbing went 2 weeks later and fought Kelvin Gastelum in China, too.
It got knocked,
like,
out.
2 weeks later. Ooh.
Yeah, no, Bisbing was, that was a bad fight for Bisbing. You know, it's, that was one of those things where, like, you ever, like, fuck up in your life? You're like, oh, I'll make it up. And then you fuck up even worse.
That's me in Vegas. Every time I'm in Vegas, fuck, I need to make that money back.
That's the definition of gambling, yeah.
There are so many times in my life where I'm like, oh, I'll do this to get back at that. And then I made a bad situation worse.
Yeah.
And I think Bisbing needed some time to, like, reflect.
But that's, like, you know,
hindsight.
You don't know until you know. Yeah,
well,
hindsight's 2020.
Well, he's not 2020. He's
hindsight's 10-10.
20-0. I don't know how they do it. Now, speaking of Joanna Jędrzejczyk, who I think is kind of hot, actually, especially with her
super hot,
like, a new tits.
Yeah. So I like the old Joanna, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of bolt-ons. Not a huge fan.
I like old Joanna too. I feel like she has, like, a massive fake tan now. Like, she's so dark. And when you see her, like, in her early days of the UFC, she's, like, pale. She looks like a ghost. But now it's like she looks like she's Mexican.
Which, dude, good for her, man. If it makes her feel better, her feel better. Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't mind the fake tits. Although when she gets fake tits and then misses weight, my first thought is, well, just put on 4 pounds.
Exactly.
Now, so she said that she was like 14-0, and then she lost to Rose twice, came back, beat Tisha, lost again to
Valentina.
So she's really like 1-3 in her last four fights. Granted, she's losing to dominant
the
people.
Best, yeah.
I think she beat Michelle Waterson, so she's probably 2-3. She said she caught her fiance cheating on her. And that really fucked her up. Her manager stole her money, or fucked up her money, and then caught her fiance cheating on her. And I want to, and, like, that can screw you up.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's, fighting is so much about the mental game. Like, if you're not on mentally, you're not going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's the matter of fact.
Even, like, as a comic, I remember, like, comedy, like, I'd be fighting with my wife, and I got to go on stage. Sometimes it would fuel me. Other times, it's like, whatever. Or when I was single, I was like, taking girls with me as a date.
Yeah.
If I did well, it meant I was going to get laid after the show. I remember one time I got booed off stage. I followed Bill Burr, like, in New York City. And it was all black club. And I was, like, a year into comedy. And I brought a date. And it went it went so bad, I was like, I practically came out of the closet afterwards. Like, that's how bad the show went. It was so bad. So bad. Bill Burr was in my acting class. This is, like, 18 years ago. He was in my acting class. And I remember he did a monologue, and it was great. And the teacher was like, why are you not working? What's going on? And he's like, well, I came out to L.A. I booked a show called Townies with Molly Ringwald. I moved to L.A. For 3 years, I got no work. I didn't get one audition. I booked nothing. Came back with my tail between my legs. I have no agent. I have no manager. my goal was to do the Apollo, and that's my goal right now. Like, that's where he was.
Dude.
And then you look at him now as, like, the number one comic.
Flying helicopters around.
On yeah. The Mandalorian. Forum.
Shout out.
So, dude. I give him a lot of credit because it was not like, oh, this is a story I heard. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times, there was a kid, I remember I did a show called See Dad Run with Scott Baio. It was on Nickelodeon.
I think I remember that.
And it was
show.
Like 4 or 5 years ago. And I, you know, me and Scott have been friends forever, and he just basically gave me a part as a DJ on the show. And there was a kid on the show that was, he's like, yo, this guy, meet this kid, Raimi. He's a comic from New York. And we hit it off, and he's like, yeah, I haven't been getting up much. So I put him on my show a couple times at the Dime Bar, at John Lovitz, and he was really funny on the show. Like, you could tell this kid's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2 days ago, the kid won a Golden Globe for best actor in a series called Raimi, about him.
Holy shit.
Like, so a year ago, because I texted him, like, congrats on your Golden Globe. A year ago, he's like, hey, can I run some jokes at the Dime Bar? So now he's, you know.
Damn, that's wild, dude. That's awesome.
That's what keeps people in the game.
Mm-hmm. I'll text you when I get my Golden Globe.
Yeah, Me too. You see that. But then you also see the other part where, I mean, I'm working with Brian Dunkelman next week in Reno. And there's a guy who was hosting American Idol and left or got kicked off, and then he was driving for Uber last year, nothing wrong with that, but you just see from where he once was showbiz-wise, and now he's on the way back up, and he's opening for me at Reno, and he's trying to get his life back together, and yada, yada. So you see it both ways.
Yeah, I mean, it happened, and that's the business, though. It's like, I can think of dozens of actors that were huge 10 years ago that haven't been in anything for the last five.
Well, the key also is to, like, not let... Like, I remember somebody hit me up recently, and they're like, hey, how come you don't do the Comedy Store that much? I'm like, well, I do the Comedy Store when they book me on, like, Purdue shows and stuff, but I'm not, like, on, you know, I do the Laugh Factory a lot and the Improv and the Haha. I have my clubs, and I'm just not, like, a regular there, but
right. It
is what it is. Hopefully this year I'll be a regular. And then he's like, yeah, how come you don't do other people's podcasts? I said, and I was like, you're talking about, like, the Bert Kreischer, Joe Rogan, and... They haven't asked me to, you know?
Yeah, like...
I go,
Joe, I'm coming on the podcast next week, okay?
If they ask me to do it, cool. I'll do it. I'm not like... But I'm not going to, like, sit there and, like, beg people to do their podcast, you know? So he's like, oh, I just, you know... My point is that I said, don't, you know... Because I'm really proud of this podcast right now. Mm-hmm. I think MMA Roast is the best it's been. Mm-hmm. And I think my comedy is the best it's been. Ever, and I think my acting is good, and I got this pilot and other shit. I told him, don't, you know, confuse popularity for quality.
Yeah.
Just because something's popular doesn't mean it's quality.
Right.
And I think a lot of times people, they listen to podcasts, and they listen to these comics talk about how great they are, and they go, oh, this guy must be the best, or this guy must be the best. And I'm not putting down Rogan. Rogan's a great comic, and so is Bert and those guys. But I'm saying, just because you haven't heard of something or you don't see it that often doesn't mean it's not good. Doesn't mean that one day you're not going to see it.
Right.
And one day it's not going to blow up. I mean, my old podcast we did over at Levity was like Theo Von had a podcast there, and I remember they kicked us all out. And they took away all the podcasts.
Yeah.
And now Theo Von, at the point, he was doing a podcast called Allegedly with somebody where they were like, allegedly this happened. And they took away that podcast. Now his podcast is on fire, you know? Mm-hmm. So the key is to keep going. The key is to not quit. But don't assume just because I'm not in, like, the in crowd or whatever. I like what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you like this podcast and you're listening at home, fucking tweet about it. Don't make me do all the fucking work. You know, like, tell people you like it.
Post it on MMA forums, whatever you got to do, Reddit, whatever. Because I think this podcast has the potential to be one of the top MMA podcasts in the world. You know, aside from, like, Rogan's MMA show, I think this has the potential to get millions and millions of downloads per month. You know?
I'll tell you what. Since, you know, this has been put on YouTube and Mayhem, the amount of likes versus dislikes are like 160 likes, like 2 dislikes, which on YouTube, you never see. People just can't wait to fucking dislike shit. And the comments I'm getting are best podcast, hilarious, better than this, better than that. This podcast got me through the fucking day. Thank you. Like, which is also not what people usually do. People usually tell you right. how much you suck and fuck you.
That's coming too. If this podcast gets bigger, that's coming for sure.
Oh, I can't wait for that, dude.
I'm not going in the comments. I'll be so sad.
I don't even read the comments, especially on like that wedding video. I get people like, hit me up. This was fake. Okay, it was fake. Or like
set up, dude.
Set up. Or they're like, no way. That was rude of you to do that. Like, oh yeah, I can't believe it. They must hate you. Mm-hmm. People want to tell me all kinds of
yes. I was hired to do a wedding, and I just started telling jokes.
Yes,
that's what happened.
It's ridiculous. So let's talk about some other stuff that's going on, by the way, because I wanted to ask Mayhem while he was here about, like, sometimes after you lose, like, I know after I would lose a wrestling match in high school, and I was unhealthily competitive. I don't know that's how to say it, but if I lost, I wouldn't talk to anyone for like a week or 2 weeks. I would hide in my room. I was at boarding school, so it's kind of easier, but you wouldn't see me. After I have a bad comedy show, I remember one time I did a comedy show and I had these porn stars, and then we were going to do comedy and porn stars and had all these people ready to do it, and the porn stars got really drunk, and it was me and Casey Armstrong from the Howard Stern Show was the host, and he gave away all our dorm money to anyone that would like suck fake jizz or something. Like, so we were already in the hole, a minute in. And then these girls were up there, and like Greg Wilson went on, and like the crowd was like black biker gangs, and then like degenerates, and then I don't know what, like homeless people.
KKK members.
It was, so I was like doing my best shit and like not getting it. I'm like, oh shit, how are the porn stars gonna do, right? So then they go on, and Greg Wilson's on stage, and some girl jumps on stage and spreads her legs, and she's like, eat it. And he's like, I'm not going in Devil's Canyon. This is how the show was going, right? So then the girl got drunk, and she's like, that bartender won't serve me because she says I'm underage. Well, I am. I'm 19. But that girl served me and starts downing liquor. And I'm like, oh, God. And like the Russian mob owns the club. Like, So then we got all these dildos that were donated to the show, and the girl takes it, starts hurling into the crowd, hits a girl in the face with a dildo, like in the crowd. She goes and files a police report. They were like, we don't know how to file this under, you know, dildo.
Assault with a dildo.
Yeah. And then I had to have her pay for it. It was like $300. So the whole thing. Anyway, so I was so mad because I put all this effort into the show that ended that way. And that night, I ended up having a threesome with two porn stars, and I was still angry. I was still like, I couldn't even enjoy the threesome. I mean, I enjoyed it, but not as much as I would have had it been a hit.
I did enjoy it. Like, it was an 8 out of 10.
I remember telling my dad about the show, and he's like, do you have this on tape? I'm like, which I do. All right, so.
Wow.
Point being, like, how do you handle losses? Are you able to have sex afterwards or hook up? Or
I used to be really bad. I used to be like really, like you said, overly competitive. Like, I would fucking freak out. Video games, high school sports, whatever. Punch walls, put holes in stuff, break stuff. And now I'm kind of the opposite.
You think, like, marijuana changed that?
I think probably a little bit, but even before that, like, I kind of came to the realization that, like, hey, life goes on, and like, you're gonna be fine, so why not just be fine now? Yeah. Like my last fight, I got knocked out in front of hundreds of people. My mom was there. It was her birthday.
Our wrestling kids were there.
Wrestling kids are watching. Like, and 5 minutes after walking backstage,
I heard it was a brawl.
No, it was a brawl. But like 5 minutes, I sat backstage, like got checked out by the doctor, and like there's a picture of me backstage laughing, like smiling, because it was like,
you also had Vince with you.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah, I lost a fight. Like, my life's not over. Yeah. I'm still here. Like, I've had friends die.
You're also not a full-time fighter.
True, which makes a big difference. Like, makes a huge difference.
Like, I wonder if you actually did it
full-time. If my career was on the line, it's like, oh, shit, I lost this fight. I might not have a job tomorrow. I might not get a contract. That's different.
Speaking of which, being in the military for how many years are you in?
6.
What do you think about Trump taking out the guy from Iran? Did you guys know who that guy was?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knew who.
Everyone knew who he was. I didn't know who he was.
Well, yeah, but you're not in the military.
Military guys knew who he was.
Yeah, you know who the main players are.
And did he really? Did you guys know he was blowing up soldiers with IUDs?
Yeah, like he's been a known IUDs. Like
terrorist.
So how it works is like, it's not Iran's military per se that are doing things, but there's Iranian militias that are all over Shia militias that are all over Iraq, all over Syria. They basically just send like these pockets of like, oh, hey, ISIS is doing this, go fuck with them. Like, hey, they're doing this, go fuck with them. And he's in charge of it all. So it's like even the embassy attack was like there was Shia militias were part of that. So to say it wasn't warranted to kill the guy is completely untrue. Like, I don't know if it was the best move, but I'm not like pissed about it.
It seems like military guys are the ones who are the most like, at least on Twitter and Instagram, like, fuck this guy. This guy killed my brother.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it was, I mean, it was definitely like something that needed or maybe not needed to be done, but was justified. It was justified. It wasn't like we just like, you know what? Fuck that guy. We're going to blow him up. Like, he was directly responsible for the deaths of Americans.
I mean, to me, if a guy's... a drone launched a missile that hit the guy's car outside of the airport, that's some really good...
America,
dude, that's our... That's what we all...
We hit a barn or something. Like,
I don't... They don't miss. They just don't give a fuck.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, there's this guy that we're trying to kill, and there's 50 other people around him. Sorry.
Like sometimes I feel like we don't kill the person, like, we just kill the other.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's bad intel. Mm-hmm. That's not like a technology.
Oh,
mishap.
It's not a technology thing.
No. The technology is like, if you're pointing the fucking laser at the wall, it's going to hit the wall.
But that's also insane that all of a sudden, like outside of a car, a missile comes from a drone.
Oh, insane.
Like, how big is that drone?
Video of it, bro.
How big is the drone?
I have a video, not of that. It wasn't that one, but it was like another like airstrike from a drone. That
couldn't they just get
out of nowhere?
Couldn't they just get a bullet though? Why wouldn't a bullet? Couldn't they just get like a bullet that like hits them, and that way no one knows it's us?
A remote controlled bullet.
That technology is probably in the works.
Because that would be pretty cool. Because then you could just say, oh, I don't know who it was. Like, right?
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't us.
Right? Oh, I mean, I guess you want to claim it.
But I think, dude, honestly, like, the people's champ, like, Trump. He's not going to be the guy that's like, oh, I don't know. Could have been us.
Yeah,
like, of course, he's gonna be like, yeah, fucking flop the dick out on the table. Like, yeah, and if you do it again, we're going to kill this, and this.
I know, he's tweeting. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look, I don't know how I don't know enough information.
Exactly. Yeah. And like at the end of the day, us talking about it, me talking about it, like we don't have the information that he has, that the Joint Chiefs have, that the rest of the
right. If I was there and they were like, "Hey, this guy's planning the next 9/11,"
yeah,
blah blah blah. He has a briefcase full of stuff that's gonna, you know. I'm like, yeah, fucking take him out.
Too much going on that we don't know about to even have an opinion, which is why, like, yeah, I think it's fine, but. Like, we could have just started World War III. We could be, you know, who fucking knows?
Would you be eager to go overseas?
No.
Really?
I'm not going back in.
Most military people would be like, yeah, get me back over
there,
brother.
Dude, I've been out for
8 years. Dude, he's having fun. He's smoking weed. He's acting in commercials.
He's been out for 8 years.
He's got a girlfriend. He's coaching.
Yeah.
I go over there.
Do you get checks from the military?
No.
That's bullshit.
Well, I'm not like service connect. I don't have any disability or anything, so... That's the only time you get paid after you get out is if you're in school, you're getting money for school, or if you're disabled, like some percentage.
Or if you do 20 years, right?
Or yeah, if you retired from the military, then you get a retirement.
See,
you
I
get
think
a pension.
People should start at like 5 years old,
but
and then retire at 25.
Retire at 25,
and then the rest of your life you get a check.
Well, essentially, like I know guys that are retiring at 38 years old.
No, but
40 years
no, but
old
I heard that
and
check
starting another career.
But I heard that check's not big enough to live off of.
It's 50% of what you were making when you got out, basically. So, like, which is not a lot. So, if you did 20 years, hypothetically or theoretically, you are a staff sergeant, gunnery sergeant, or if you're on the officer side, you're a major. So, you're probably making, like, $6,000 a month, $7,000 a month. So when you get out, getting out and doing nothing.
It's like $85,000 a year or something?
Yeah, to get $3,000 a month for sitting on your ass, and then you can go and have another job.
Well,
guys are getting out and becoming cops and firefighters.
Or if you live in Idaho or something, or you live in Riverside. Yeah,
exactly.
You get $3,000 a month.
Exactly.
That covers rent and a car payment. And I mean.
Not in L.A., dude. Like, apartment is like
barely.
Shitty two-bedroom dog shit apartment is like $2,000 a month.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You could, like, find the place. I remember I was looking for houses with my wife. I'm like, yeah, we found a place. You know, it's a steal. It's $3,500, but there's no kitchen.
No windows.
There's a hole in the ground.
No refrigerator. Yeah. No air conditioning. I mean, it was no all this shit. I'm like, steal. Like, anyway, so let's talk about something we can all agree with. Mike Perry. So Mike Perry has called out Michael Jai White. Have you heard about this?
Is that Urkel?
No.
That's
no, Michael
that's
J. White is
That's Michael Jahlil White,
Fu.
I believe.
Jahlil. That's just Jahlil White.
Oh, my bad.
No, I think it's Michael Jahlil White.
No,
Urkel.
It's Jahlil White.
Well, anyway, so Michael Jai White said that he was training Kimbo Slice and showing him techniques, and Kimbo was getting frustrated because he wasn't getting the techniques. So... according to Mike Perry, was really kind of like, "Hey, who the hell are you? You're making fun of Kimbo's name. This and that. Like, this is you're disrespecting Kimbo," which it didn't seem very disrespectful if that really would happen.
Yeah.
And I could sort of see that. I mean, Kimbo's not a trained. He was a trained fighter, but not a trained.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what techniques. If he's showing him fucking 360 spinning flying kicks, like, yeah, Kimbo Slice is not going to pull that off.
Right. So he challenged Michael Jai White to a bare knuckle boxing contest, and then Michael Jai White responded. He said, "Hey, maybe if Perry learned my prison movie technique, he wouldn't be ranked number 20. I got no time for playground callouts, brother, but holla when you come through and maybe I'll have time to give you a personal demo. Just DM me, bro. It really ain't that hard." So,
I mean, Michael Jai White is also like 240 pounds.
And 52 years old.
Yeah.
But who wins that fight? Perry, right?
Mike Perry. Every time.
And bare knuckle boxing? Not in karate or kickboxing.
No.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, Michael Jai White's a world...
If it's just boxing, like...
But isn't Michael Jai White like a world-class kickboxer?
He was, yeah.
But he's 52, though.
So, I think it would be a fight, but you know, like, I think Mike Perry wins.
He's this black guy who's an actor who's like this awesome, like, I don't know, like,
you've
third
seen him.
Dan.
He was in, sure, he was in
Never
was
Back
the,
Down,
the
and, like,
Undisputed or one of those. It was like he does MMA, but he's in prison.
Yeah,
I might have.
But he was like huge in the 80s. Spawn. He's Spawn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Michael Jai White.
There it is.
So who do we think wins this fight?
I think Mike Perry, just because Mike Perry is a professional fighter currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
and
know.
Like, who knows the last time that Michael Jai White like actually fought? He probably still spars and stuff, but when was his actual last fight?
There were a couple of celebrity fights that never happened. I remember Wesley Snipes was going to fight Joe Rogan. That was like about when I first moved to L.A. They were talking about actually having that fight because Snipes called him out, and Rogan started training for him.
Have been an MMA fight?
Yeah, MMA
then
fight.
Joe Rogan would have smashed him.
Mm-hmm. But in a karate fight, Snipes, he's like a third Dan or something.
I don't know. I mean, Joe Rogan was a Taekwondo world champion.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a slouch on the feet, mm-hmm. But
I remember asking Freddie Roach about that fight. Because I used to train a wild card, and I was like, "Freddie, who wins, Rogan or..." And Freddie's like, "Rogan wins because he held the mitts for... this is for Snipes, and he said Snipes wasn't that good on the mitts. And then I remember Mario Lopez was there.
Yeah.
And this is before Lopez like had the resurgence. He was sort of like,
he was still just Slater.
Well, no, he kind of had some problems because he cheated on the Doritos girl or something, and then she went on Oprah. He married the hot Doritos girl, and that Shannon Elizabeth maybe or Shannon something.
Oh yeah,
Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie.
Nadia.
No, not her. It was somebody. It was Shannon.
Wasn't?
I forgot the girl's name. It wasn't American
Shannon
Pie.
Shannon Tweed.
No.
Shannon.
Doritos. I like Doritos girl.
Yeah, Doritos girl.
So he married her and then cheated on her. Like on their honeymoon.
Wow.
And then she went on like Oprah and like talked about it. And it just like, it was going really bad for Mario Lopez.
I don't remember that.
At the time.
Yeah.
It was like before. And then he sort of was having a tough time. So he was like, tell Rogan, I want the winner. That's what he told me to tell him. But he was a state champ wrestler in high school.
Yeah.
And he's a good boxer, but he's also one of those guys that like they warn you at wild card, like don't spar with Lopez.
He's gonna think it's a fight.
Because he goes in there and he's like, hey, and he starts touching you and then he tries to knock you out. He's known for that.
Wow.
I remember him saying to me like, hey, and he's good. I remember him like saying to me like, hey, wanna box? And I was like, no, but I'll wrestle you. And he's like, were you any good? I was like, oh, yeah, I won the States. He's like, what state? And I was like, New England. He goes, New England's not a state. I'm like, okay, I know, but it was prep school. He goes, I wrestled too. And I go, yeah, I remember when you wrestled the girl, and then when Zach wrestled the girl, and then the girl won. And then you got, like, I was a whole Saved by the Bell plot. Uh-huh. And he just looked at me all confused, like, fucking.
You're like, yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah. Like, just fucking angry.
I watched that one when you did a shitty double leg to Zach.
But he kind of mounted him. But he is a good, I don't know, that would have been, I would like to see Rogan versus Slater.
Oh, he would kill him.
Rogan would kill him.
He would kill him.
Yeah. Well, he'd not on the feet, not in boxing.
I think so, dude.
I don't know. Slater's been boxing for a while.
So is Rogan.
He doesn't box.
He, okay, kickboxes. He knows how to throw his hands.
Yeah, that's true.
He started kickboxing after doing Taekwondo, because he said Taekwondo had no hands, and he realized how vulnerable he was. And that was, what, fucking 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. 25 years ago?
That'd be a good fight.
Let's go.
By the way, a fight I'm looking forward to boxing is Wilder versus Fury, the rematch. I still don't know how Tyson Fury got up in that 12th round.
That was funny.
He's an alien.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
But how do you get knocked out cold by the hardest puncher alive?
For 5 seconds.
And then just get up like...
He's like, all right.
Like, that was the Undertaker shit. Like, that... Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, who do you think wins
the
second
fight? Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
Who wins the second one?
So honestly, close.
I mean, Fury has better technique, and he's faster. And he obviously knows that Wilder can hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilder seems to be okay with losing rounds till he catches you. The problem is, what if he doesn't catch you?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean...
Is there a favorite? Are the odds out yet?
So,
the odds for the fight?
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it though.
Might be even. I'll probably bet on Fury.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you want to win?
Fury.
Why?
Listen, I don't know jack shit about boxing. All right. I just pick like the person who has a better personality. You know, Fury.
Yeah, but this guy. Yeah, but he said some anti-Semitic stuff. He said that the Jews control all the banks.
Well, he's a gypsy too, so
yeah.
You
but
know,
not all the
mentality.
Banks. I mean, not the West Bank. You know? I mean, and I don't know. I can't. Is that U-Mix or V-Mix? V-Mix. Call. Okay, so we're talking to all right,
Isaac Valley Flag.
Yeah, we're gonna call him. But I mean, he is an entertaining personality.
Yeah.
I think he was like fucked up when he said all that terrible stuff, and everyone deserves redemption, and it seems like he's doing good stuff, and he donates a lot of money to charities, so. You know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I met Wilder, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, I heard he's a great dude.
He came to my show,
yeah,
and he was just awesome. It was like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
I made fun of him during the show. I was like, how'd you not beat that fucking goofy white guy? It was crazy.
By the way, did you see Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes?
Yes.
Dude, that was badass. I thought that was great.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. I would love to have a job like that where you just shit on everybody. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. You can't care about people's feelings.
Yeah.
You got to worry about what's the funniest stuff I could say,
mm-hmm.
and then deal with it.
Yeah, you're a murder, dude.
So also, all right. So we're trying to get Isaac Valley Flag on the thing. Now, McGregor versus Cerrone. This fight. So, Donald Cerrone's corner said, "We got to worry about the first round and the left hand," and I think that's pretty on the money.
Yep.
That first round, Cerrone, I mean, he hits... People don't realize how hard Connor hits until he hits you. I mean, look at Eddie Alvarez and the other guys. However, it is at 170.
Mm-hmm.
He's not he, when he fought Aldo, was at, what, 45?
Yeah.
At 55. I mean, he fought Diaz at 170, still knocked him down 3 times. But Diaz also was at a, sometimes like a weird stance where he sort of... I don't know how hurt he was, but he wasn't as hurt.
Yeah, they could have been like equilibrium shots. Because he wasn't out at all. Like Diaz fell and was like looking at him. So it was like a balance. I think it felt more like a balance thing.
I really want Cowboy to win. My fear is that he's been used to losing. He's been comfortable and accepted losing. Whereas Connor has not lost that often. He's lost, but he lost to Mayweather in a boxing match.
Yeah.
He lost to Khabib. And he lost to Nate Diaz. And then he came back and beat Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
But Cerrone... How many losses does Cerrone have? I mean...
Like 13, something like that.
Really?
I already know exactly well, his how this fight is going to go down, dude.
Two or three?
I mean, he lost
his last two.
He lost to Gaethje, his last one.
Yeah.
Then before that, he lost to Tony Ferguson.
Yeah. And then before that, he had won three, I think.
Yeah, he always seems to always beat the guys like coming up.
Alexander Hernandez.
Right.
He beat
Alexander.
That was
a badass fight, dude.
That was a great fight.
Yeah, that was awesome. A great fight. That was a great fight. He was hurt in that fight, too. He came back.
Well, here's the thing, Adam. A lot of people forget that Conor McGregor has great leg kicks. And I'm not sure how good Cerrone's like leg checking capabilities are.
Oh, he's a Muay Thai guy, though.
Come on.
13
really?
Losses.
He's fucking phenomenal. Dude, that's all. Watch every Donald Cerrone fight. He just sits there and just blip. All it's
right,
like
so
those little Muay Thai like.
Okay, so he's 36 and 13, right? But, okay, but there's a but here.
And he's been training with Joe Schilling.
He's lost.
He's not going to lose on leg kicks.
3, 4, 5. He's lost 6 out of his last 10.
Oof.
That's what scares me a little bit.
But then again, that's a great opponent for.
But that was also so. When did he make the?
So
the
he
bump
lost to Gaethje
up to 70 because he made the bump up to 70, and then it was like 1-3, right?
Well, he lost to Gaethje, lost to Ferguson, he beat Ali Aquinta. That was a whooping, which I didn't think was going to happen. He beat Alex Hernandez, he beat Mike Perry. Those three,
right?
He lost to Leon Edwards. It was a weird fight. He beat up Yancy Medeiros. Then he, before that, he lost to Darren Till, Robbie Lawler,
that's a bad one.
Masvidal. I mean, these are all Lawlers. I mean, they're all killers. I mean,
yeah.
Masvidal,
yeah,
Lawler,
not, like, there's
Darren
nobody,
Till, Leon Edwards, Ferguson, and Gaethje.
Yeah,
the best guys.
He's all top 10. Yeah, all top 10 guys.
But he's losing to the best guys. And then Dos Anjos before that in 2015, but he beat Alex Oliveira, Cote, Story, and Matt Brown. But it seems like he beats the Matt Browns, but he loses to the next level up.
Yeah.
I really
Which
hope he wins.
Conor.
I really hope he wins this fight.
You think Conor's a level up?
Yeah. I think people forget how good Conor is. Mm-hmm. People want to say, "Oh, Conor's left hand. He just catches you with your left hand, but he sets every single shot up." And like the reason he's knocking people out is because those shots are perfectly set up and they're like head is up and their chin is out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these guys are covering up and he's just got so much power that he punches through whatever cover they have. Like he's setting things like the Eddie Alvarez fight is perfect where he was trying to move out of the way. And Conor just knew exactly where he was going to be. He had his distance perfect.
I was so upset.
And he fucking rocked him.
I was me and Eddie, like first he like hated me on Twitter, but we got in a Twitter war. And then we became friends. And then he became like, he's like a nice person. He's a cool guy.
He seems like
he's a real a man's man, Eddie Alvarez. Like he's,
if I had a son,
I'd want him to be like Eddie Alvarez.
From the mean streets of Philly.
Rebecca's going to win. Just putting that out there.
I hope not.
I want Cerrone to win, but my intelligent MMA mind says McGregor.
I'm split on him. Like I have a weird Cerrone feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I have a weird feeling that because of how Conor fights and how he sets up shots, Cerrone's only really had problems until Gaethje with people who just march him down. Mm-hmm. And like because he's a Muay Thai guy, he does that cover up so well that he's not really getting hit. But if you keep just throwing, then he's just sitting there covered up, and eventually something's going to happen. Conor doesn't fight like that. Conor's way more methodical, way more counterpuncher. So it's like he catches Cerrone coming in, sure, but I don't think he's going to like walk him down.
Now, you said he's training with Joe Schilling for this fight?
He's been training with Joe Schilling.
Where?
In Colorado.
Oh, he moved to Colorado?
Yeah.
So who's his – he's at
– I think they're at – he's at his – Can't the ranch, the Cerrone Ranch?
Isn't that right? That's in New Mexico?
BMF
though.
Ranch or
that's
something?
In New Mexico.
No, it's in Colorado. It's in Denver.
No, it's not.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The BMF Ranch was an extension of Jackson's. He kind of opened up his own little part of Jackson's, and then he left that. He got a big fallout with the Jackson's thing, and he started.
So wherever he is in Colorado,
But is he with the Elevate? Yeah, is it Elevate?
He was for a while.
Because that would be awesome. I feel like that.
I thought
might
he
be.
Was for a while. I'm not sure. But I know Joe Schilling's training with him.
I love Joe Schilling.
Dude, Joe Schilling's such
a
badass.
Good dude. He's a good dude.
He's such a badass. He is the anomaly.
I like how he does jiu-jitsu tournaments now, too.
Yeah, the high roller tournament.
There's a video of John Jones going 1-2 in Naga. I don't know how old it is. He lost to a girl in a by armbar.
Really?
I don't know how old it is, but he won. I got to watch this video.
I feel like I saw him in a tournament like that. Like, I think it's the same exact video, like 3 years ago or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while because it was when he was still a white belt.
Yeah.
I know he was still a white belt. There's
so
like
Isaac says he has a screen and no audio, by the way. Can we figure out the Isaac situation? I was training with a girl in kickboxing. I'm doing, you know, in Muay Thai. And it's hard because, you know, we do light sparring at the end.
Right.
And I go extra light, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I'm just, we have no gloves. I mean, we have no mouth guard,
yeah.
No headgear. I'm not gonna start fucking wailing on some girl, you know, even or guy. I go extra, but I feel like I was going lighter, and this girl like kicked me in the fucking ribs. Like I was like, oh, okay. Like that if she was, it was light too, but it was tougher. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So now, like, and she's short. And then I'm like head movement, and she does it again. And she did like three fucking times. I was like, fuck. I mean, it definitely caused me to like lower my, but I'm not gonna start wailing on her.
Yeah.
But it's hard sometimes because, you know, you wanna, but then we went to get, the next day we went, she held pads for me, and I wasn't pulling back when, and she like, I don't know. I probably wanted her to know, like, listen, fucker.
Yeah.
Like, what am
yeah,
I doing? Yeah, yeah. Who cares?
Who like, cares?
Who cares what this person thinks? But yeah, it's sometimes it's hard rolling with people or sparring with people because, especially like if you're going super light and they're not.
Yeah.
Man or female, you're like,
what? Keeping your composure.
Yeah.
I know. I've been there with both male and female, like beginners especially. Where you'll be light sparring and it's like, okay, I know I can beat the shit out of you if I want. We're obviously not fighting. We're not even sparring. So we're just like drilling.
I don't know if I can beat the shit out of this girl.
And they start going.
This girl had good fucking leg technique. Like she had good kicks. Like she really would have fucked up my rib. Like my rib was exposed. Like that would have fucking hurt.
So she was just catching you like at the perfect time.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing. And I don't.
Well, that's different. Yeah. It's like if they're catching you honest and they're not really like throwing, then it's like,
I was impressed. I was like,
I'm just getting killed.
Yeah. I was impressed. I legit was impressed. All right. So by the way, Gilbert Burns versus Maya is being announced.
Wait, Damian Maya?
Yeah.
I don't know who wins this fight. I think maybe Gilbert Burns.
Gilbert Burns supposedly wants to submit, says his jiu-jitsu is better, and he wants to submit Damian Maya.
Whose jiu-jitsu is better?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. They're both phenomenal.
Is it the same lineage
guys.
Or no?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
They're both Brazilian.
I don't know where they, I forget where Damian Maya got his black belt from. But I don't know. I think Gilbert Burns a little more aggressive, a little better on the feet, and if he just like attacks, I think the jiu-jitsu is going to neutralize. Their jiu-jitsu is going to neutralize each other.
And then Gilbert probably has better stand up at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, Askren was kind of lighting up.
I don't know if he has better stand up per se, but he hits a lot harder and he's willing to exchange more.
There's a guy that people keep overlooking Gilbert Burns.
He's
a guy that's just not going anywhere.
No, he's not. He's not going anywhere. Like if he gets into the right camp and like the right training partners, he could be a
champ. Is he an ATT?
Easily. Is he?
I think he's an ATT, I think. How are we doing as far as Isaac?
He's connected, but it's a little laggy.
Okay. I'm on it, but connection sucks.
Yeah.
Is that on our part or his part?
On his end.
Okay, I want to do it next week when it's better.
I'm gonna put him through and see how it plays.
Okay, cool.
Out.
Yeah, Thank you. Thanks, man.
Let's see. Yeah, so I don't know, man.
I like his notes.
I don't know. Tons. I don't know about Burns and Maya. I would tend to go more for Gilbert Burns.
Isaac Valley Flag. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I can hear you guys.
I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that you're still homeless. How's it going?
Yeah, still like the.
Holy shit! I didn't even know your tooth was gone.
You don't got the church tooth,
was
man.
Is that from bare knuckle boxing?
I wish it was. I thought I had some popcorn stuck in my teeth and just pulled my tooth out. It's from getting my teeth kicked out as a kid.
Really? Wow. Now, by the way, Mayhem has an eye infection, so Mayhem's not going to be here today. I want to have you back on next week, too, because I think you and Mayhem could have some crazy stories about who did more drugs and who got arrested more times. And so I want to, you guys compare like the guns you guys
shoot,
had.
We'll just shoot war stories back.
Absolutely. So you want to do it next week? Will you have a better connection next week?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I should. Sorry, we're working outside today, putting a couple doors in. So I should definitely have a better connection next week.
All right, let's do it next week. We have Mayhem in studio. But you look good.
All right. So, hey, as for a homeless guy, I look pretty all right, right?
You look awesome, man. It was good seeing you, brother.
Good seeing you, Adam.
Take care. I like that. That's a man's man right there.
That is a man's man.
It's nice cheekbones.
Working outside, putting in some doors.
He's 3-0 in bare knuckle boxing, by the way. And he just beat Melvin. He beat good,
keep going.
Yeah, he beat Melvin Gallard.
Keep going, Isaac. Fight.
When's the next card for bare knuckle boxing?
It's Joe Riggs versus Hector Lombard.
Oh my God, dude, I love BKFC so much.
Hector Lombard is thick boy, right?
He's fighting Joe Riggs. It's like February like 11th or something. By the way, have you seen they signed the Iranian Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they did. He's still here.
He's back. Can we get a picture of the Iranian Hulk on? This guy signed with bare knuckle boxing. Who's gonna fight the Iranian Hulk? Have you seen this guy?
I've seen him. He's like 300 and something pounds, just fucking giant.
I don't think it's possible for him to throw a punch. Like
that's what I'm thinking. Like he's so big, his
arms
are out.
He just has to do a windmill,
like
spin around. Yeah.
Like how's he gonna do anything?
I don't know, but he signed with BK.
He looks like a Tank Abbott, just like expanded.
Now what is this guy? Like what exactly is going on here? Honestly, like,
is
it steroids, HGH? Or?
I don't know, because he doesn't have, like, the steroid body.
Yeah, so this guy. So
it's
Josh
just huge.
This guy on the right.
He's just fucking huge.
He's looking for an opponent. Like, I mean, I don't know who's going to fight him, but I feel like he's beatable.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you kick him in the legs.
No, it's bare-knuckle boxing.
It's bare-knuckle boxing.
I mean, his knuckles, I got to be like... I mean,
body shots,
but really
body shots, dig into his ribs. Cause all his mass is like in his shoulders and his chest. Like his waist is a pretty normal guy.
Why did he do this?
You know?
Like, do you feel like that's like,
dude, it's genetic. It's like some weird, that's genetic and
come on
supplements,
this dude trains
but like
Chernobyl.
What fucking kind of supplements is he, you know, like
people.
It's like he only does lat pull downs.
I feel like the missile should have hit him by accident. Like he seems like
yeah, he'd survive, dude.
Oh my God,
should just bounce
off. So this guy,
dude,
is doing
guy's
bare
so
knuckle.
Huge.
But he's supposed to do mixed martial arts, and now he's doing bare knuckle.
See, mixed martial arts, I'd give him a lot more chance because all he has to do is grab you.
No, you don't think leg kicks? You got
to
be right.
Well, yeah, leg kicks, but he's just gonna be walking, going ooh, trying to grab. And once he grabs somebody, like
I don't think he knows
gonna...
any submissions.
Look at that one with his
like this. He's gonna do the Bane.
Look at his fucking knuckles, dude.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows any submissions. I don't think he what.
Dude, his hand. Like if he punches you once, you're dead.
Oh, man, I think that like if he fights Gabriel Gonzaga in bare knuckle boxing, Gonzaga's gonna win, right?
Oh yeah. Any like that's the thing. If it's pure boxing, the boxer's gonna win. Somebody who has trained in boxing,
like, dude. What's his gas tank like?
Probably
last
zero.
4 seconds and he's dead.
Yeah, probably zero.
Tell me you wouldn't watch that.
Dude, oh, I'm absolutely
I'd pay
gonna watch it.
Money for that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd pay some money. It's just I think
your dad's money.
My dad's money. There should be like a league in MMA for just like genetic freaks.
Like the freak like, league. Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Like,
it's called
arms.
Ryzen.
It's called Mortal Kombat. You know.
Oh my God. So all right. Well. Also. Got announced. I think I'm going to go to this. Bellator is coming to Inglewood, the Forum.
Wow.
Down.
It's in late January. Caldwell versus Borix is on it, who's really good.
Perfect.
Caldwell is a national champion.
I love
wrestler.
Darren Caldwell.
Julia Budd versus Cyborg.
Into it.
Like Chris Cyborg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I kind of think Budd might have a shot. I mean, she hasn't lost in a while.
Cyborg. We haven't seen Cyborg since... Nunez, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if she's a different fighter at all.
I hope not.
I don't think so. I don't think she's going
to
be like a different
out?
Fighter, but
no.
But it could have taken a pep out of her step. You know, like it's good. It'll be interesting.
Mm. Also on that card, Dylan Danis.
Dude,
I like Dylan Danis.
He's funny as hell.
I like Dylan Danis. His jiu-jitsu is fucking legit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he, so far, he's what, 2-0? He's talked, he's said he's going to smash these guys, and he's
smashed
them.
I'll tell you why I like Dylan Danis.
In the first minute.
I like him also because, like, when we did, I did that Baby Shark with Ben Askren. At the end, he goes, Dylan Danis sucks. Like, for no reason. That was the end of the song. Yeah. And then he took it, and he wrote, this track coming soon, right? And
did he ever do it?
No, well, Askren lost. Then after Askren lost, Dylan Danis was like, keep your head up, you're a champ. Like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because...
See, and, like, it's the same, that same... Connor kind of drifted from it a little bit and got too into the shit-talking side, but, like... If you remember the early Connor days, he was very respectful. Mm-hmm. Like, well, he would talk the shit and make the show, but then afterwards it was like, hey, look, like, we're both fighting. You're sacrificing just as much as I am. Like, there's no ill will.
Well, even Darren Till, because like, after he got knocked out, I think by Masvidal, Askren was like, you suck or something. Boom, yeah. Roasted. And when Askren lost, Till said, hey, man, you're a champ. So that was, yeah. Says a lot about Darren Till's character. Although, he might have some baby mama drama, but I'm not going to comment on that. So I don't know about that, but I've heard some things. So also on the card is Aaron Pico.
Oh, wow, it's a great card, dude.
And Juan Archuleta versus Henry Corrales.
Dude, this is like the first Bellator card that I've ever been like, oh, yeah, all right.
And we can go to it.
Go.
Wait, what day
fuck,
is
let's
it?
Go, dude.
What it's a Saturday, it? I think the 28th, I think.
Perfect.
Whatever
let's
Saturday.
Go.
I might
let's
be able to
tickets.
Go.
Yeah, I'll get tickets. And then also tickets. A guy who wants to do our show, Anthony Pretty Boy. Anthony, he keeps asking to do the show. We're going to have him on the show.
Anthony.
Pretty Boy. Anthony.
Pretty Boy.
He's a nice guy.
Anthony.
Yeah, he's like, what am I on the podcast? What am I on the fucking podcast? I want to.
Well,
yeah,
let's get him on the podcast.
I know. I know.
Anybody named Anthony
out
there.
I had him on for next week. Anthony Taylor.
Anthony Taylor.
Who won three in a row. So it's Saturday, January 25th. Saturday, Bud versus Cyborg. That's the poster. By the way, have you seen the new
cool
Conor McGregor walkout t-shirt for the UFC?
No.
Can we pull this up? It might be the worst shirt I've ever seen in my life, and I'm staring at Ween Dog.
Man, I love the.
I'll dare you, dude.
The old Conor dethroned shirt that was just the. I guess it was him, but like the fighting Irish guy.
Well, wait till you see those this one. I don't know what the UFC is thinking. It looks like a picture of the guy that he beat up at the bar, the old guy.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking, but it's bad.
Is it real?
It's real. It's really shitty, too. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking with this. Like, they have the best designers. They have WME. They have a $1 billion company. Like, right there. That's the McGregor.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
What's going on with this? $60, too.
It's like,
who's going to wear that?
With his, like, Popeye arms?
Like, that doesn't look nothing like McGregor. It looks like Blue from Old School. Or like that guy at the bar. Remember the guy at the wedding singer at the bar that was, like, drunk all the time? That was, like...
It's like, it looks like Tormund from Game of Thrones.
I mean, is that... Look, it looks like... Yeah, what are you... he doesn't look ripped. It doesn't look
dude, what's going on with the arms?
Horrible.
I don't get the...
Why is he
like,
wearing an
the,
Apple
the
Watch?
Short Popeye, the wearing, short Popeye arms.
He's wearing an Apple Watch.
The fuck? I'm wearing an Apple Watch. Looks exactly the same.
Yeah, and then he's wearing running shoes like and yoga pants. Like, what is this?
That's what... I mean, they could have at least given him the wrestler... Like, the wrestler sweats that he always does.
It looks like CM Punk, like right before he fought, kind of. Like.
What's with the background, too? It's like some 80s disco bullshit.
I don't understand. Were they trying to not sell, like the?
That can't. That's not it.
It is McGregor's official. It's something the guy wrote. Like it is something. Like I don't know what is going on there. I'm not one of these guys that like.
It's very strange.
I've never bought a walkout shirt from anybody.
It looks like you know those like the T-shirt ads that you get on Instagram that it's like celebrities wearing some shirt and it's clearly just a graphic that they. Put on a blank shirt.
Yeah,
that that's what
looks
it looks like.
Looks like it was written by
looks
some
like
guy
like
at the, on the boardwalk that does a character like on like his first day after taking acid.
Yeah,
like it's terrible. Yeah. I mean, it's fucking terrible, and it looks nothing like him.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, he has a red beard. It looks like him and
Well, he's Irish, so they all have.
Yeah,
all,
but he doesn't have that color hair. He's more of a
gingies.
He does look like Tormund.
It looks like Paul Felder and McGregor had a fucking baby. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
Yeah, he has an Apple Watch. That's also weird. And what's Zig? I don't know. What is Zig from Reebok?
Zig Reebok? Is that like the third party company?
That's the shoes he's wearing.
Oh, the Zigs?
Yeah. Oh, so it's a, is it a maybe?
It's, so it's like the, it's like they're promo. Like doing their own product placement on their own product.
So I want you to look at the shoes. That's how bad it is. It's like that way you're like, well, the shoes are nice. Maybe I'll buy some shoes. Yeah, the
animated
you think
he had
shoes. To okay, that like they showed it to him and he had to like, you know, confirm that it's okay to use. Or
Conor McGregor's official UFC walkout shirt is it's something.
I don't know who's gonna wear that. I would only wear that if
Conor
I
were, Conor diehards.
Like I'd wear that if, like to, as if I was
people like Joe.
Seriously, they should put a cowboy hat on it. They could fucking like
Joe would buy it.
No, I think it'll
it's got Connor
we all
on
know
it.
Who already has
CB
it.
Gold has a tattoo.
CB Gold definitely
he already has it. You know, probably designed it.
He's
know.
Wearing it right now.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, you guys, making fun of my shirt.
Yeah. So then we talk about that. So that also, before we get into the fights next week, that's the big ones. Also, the UFC North Carolina card's looking pretty good. We got Junior Dos Santos versus Curtis Blaydes.
Yes.
Wow.
Which I think Blaydes is going to win, unless he gets knocked out again by the back of his ear shot that, you know, Dos Santos can throw.
Was JDS's last fight was Ngannou? No.
No, didn't he beat the guy with the diaper? That was...
Junior know, Albini?
Albini.
But has he fought since then?
I feel like he has.
I feel like he was supposed to be on the fight, but then what's his name stepped in instead? Greg Hardy. Remember, he was supposed to fight that guy?
That might be it. That might be it.
So, Curtis Blaydes should win this fight.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He seems to, another guy that gets to that level and then can't seem to get past a number two guy or number three guy, but he beats up everyone four and under.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dude, his last fight was Ngannou took his fucking head off.
Oh, Ngannou.
Remember
did.
He turned around and he hit him and he was just like, nah.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, I'm good.
Wow.
So we'll see.
We'll see. And then Chiesa.
I think Francis Ngannou is one of those guys that he just changes people.
Yeah.
Like, you fight him and you're not the same person. Yeah.
Dude, afterwards. I remember his trainer was wearing a cast, John Wood, from Holding Mitts.
Holding Mitts, yeah. Dude, I want to see him fight again.
So Chiesa's taking on RDA on that card.
Love that fight.
I hope Chiesa wins.
He's going to win.
And then Sarah McMahon's on that card. Love really? Her. She's back. And so is Justin Kish, the girl who shit herself.
Justin Kish, man.
Who came to my show, and I made like 100 shit jokes about it. She's super cool. She's kind of hot, and like, but she's also very strange. Like, she's the kind of girl that, like, she's out there, but she, in like, a cool way, though.
Isn't it crazy that no matter how famous she gets, she's always going to be known as the fighter who shit her pants?
Well, yeah, but, like, that's anybody.
Yeah, but people don't really give
if
her
you
a hard
shit
time
your pants,
it,
like,
it's not even that big of a deal.
Remember.
No.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, like, whatever.
It doesn't look like very healthy shit, though.
If
like
you if you shit your pants,
strange.
I think the one exception that people don't make fun of you for it is you're a professional mixed martial arts
also,
fighter.
It wasn't like, but also,
and it was during a fight. Like,
it was also a girl.
You can't hold someone accountable for what they do during
a
fight.
There's also a girl, a pretty girl who has a cool attitude.
Yeah.
If it was like, let's say, Josh Koscheck that shit his pants, I mean, he would still be to this day not be able to. If there was certain
people
out there.
He would be
catching
shit for it.
Right, you know, exactly.
Pun intended.
So let's talk about the card. Holly Holm versus Pennington, also on that card.
Yeah. Holly Holm takes that for sure.
I hope Raquel wins, but
Holly won the first one, right?
Did they fight
Rocky?
Already?
Yeah, this is two. This is a rematch. The first one was boring as shit.
So why
I don't even remember who won.
Who? Oh, great.
Also, Maurice Green's on this card. He's the guy that was drunk on the Ultimate Fighter the whole time. He was like wasted. He keeps winning fights somehow. He's like this like fat, tall black dude that was like loaded in the house.
I think I saw him fight at like a King of the Cage or something.
Yeah, but he wins. Like somehow he keeps winning. He lost his last fight, I think. And then
who's he fighting?
Alexei Oleinik.
Alexei Oleinik.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Mr. Ezekiel Choke.
Yeah, he should
from
win.
The bottom.
I hope he wins.
He's been on a tear in MMA.
Except when he jiu-jitsu match, he lost to
Gordon Ryan.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. Who hasn't lost to Gordon Ryan?
Yeah.
Unless your name is Felipe Pena.
No, that you've Olenek lost to just Gordon. Ryan. He just got TKO'd by Overeem in his last fight, I think. Remember?
Yeah.
So coming off a loss.
Oh yeah.
It didn't seem like he cared either.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, whatever.
He has like 87 fights too. He's going to have like three fights on the way to the cage, this guy. Yeah. Claudia Gadella Taking on Alexa Grasso.
Oh, that's battle of the hotties, dude.
Can't pick
Hell yeah.
I just don't know.
You never know which Claudia's going to show up, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to put money on it, I'd say Claudia. Just because we've seen her a lot more. Alexa's still coming. She's in that, you know, like, is she going to be something phase or not? Like, is she going to make it and be the next star, or is she just going to become another, like, oh, yeah.
She should have her sisters come in, like, if she's losing, one of them just shows up. Like, remember, like, the Killer Bees back in the 80s wrestling? There was, like, 9 bees.
I'm still, dude, I'm still waiting for tag team MMA to catch on. There's tag team. They do tag team grappling, like tag team jujitsu
really
and fight
though?
To wins. Yeah, at the Submission Underground.
I'm gonna say
they always do like a tag team match.
I'm having dinner with Chael Thursday in Oregon.
Can we come?
Awesome.
Oh, it's in Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck Oregon, dude.
Diego Ferreira,
the biggest arms in Western Oregon.
Ferreira's taking on Anthony Pettis.
That's a good fight. Pettis. I think Pettis.
I hope
I got Pettis. I mean. He was hanging with Tony, you know. They broke his hand?
Didn't he knock out Wonderboy?
Right, yeah. Knocked out Wonderboy Superman and then punch. Fought Tony and like broke his hand. So they called the fight, but like they were fucking each other up. That was a great fight.
Yeah.
I always get confused between Ferreira and like 3 other guys that have similar names.
3 other Brazilians.
Yeah, you said Ferreira, and I thought of Gilbert Burns. I'm like, wait, what? They're all it's like all the same to me. I'm not racist. I promise.
No, nobody accused you of being racist. Macy Barber versus Roxanne Modafari. Please, Roxanne, win. Roxy. That's my training partner. I grappled her last time. I love Roxanne. But Macy Barber's 8-0 and looking like a stud.
She's a killer. And Roxy's one of those, like, if she doesn't come out, like, right off the bat winning, it's really tough.
She's so
not like
awkward,
a come
though.
From behind fighter.
She makes
you know?
Good fighters look bad.
Yeah.
Because she's so awkward.
Yeah. I love Roxy. I pick her every time she fights.
So. I'll tell you, the fight of the night is going to be Andre Feely versus Sadiq Youssef.
Dude, that's a fucking banger.
Wow.
That's a banger.
Sadiq's a guy
and
that has
two
like
guys that I love,
20
too.
Brothers and sisters from Africa. Nice guy. Loves the show. Andre Feely is a guy that was like on house arrest in high school. He's a rapper. Team Alpha Male.
Isn't he in like a punk band?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. People shit on it. I think it's good. Mm-hmm. I listen to it. It gets me pumped up. And, and he's another guy that like him and his girlfriend show up in my show. Cute girl.
Smoke
adorable.
Show, dude.
A pretty girl. I look up her on Instagram. I'm like, that's what was like, holy shit, these girls. I guess they like cover up when they're there. But oh my God, what's the name? Had the same, that huge guy from Mike Perry's friend, Alex Nicholson. His girlfriend shows up on my show. And then when she leaves, I thought she was like, not this, they're not normal, they're very attractive girls, but you just don't see them in bikinis. And holy shit.
Right.
Also,
I'm going to take Sadiq on that.
Yep.
I think he's just a little,
really?
A little fat. Yeah. Little faster, a little stronger, a little better cardio. Like I love Andre Feely, but it always seems like he always still seems like a backyard scrapper.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like it always looks like a street
team
fight. Like he's fighting on the street.
Coaches.
You know,
people keep leaving. First they had. I mean, look at since I've been in MMA, the history of Team Alpha Male, and I love these guys, but they were like, they go, they get what's his name, the trainer.
Buckles?
Justin Buckles?
No, way before that.
Oh, Dwayne
Ludwig, right?
Ludwig.
First it was Uriah, then they bring in Ludwig. Then Ludwig leaves and takes TJ with him. Then they bring in Justin Buckles, right? And then he leaves, takes like Cavillo with her and like 3 other guys.
Yeah.
And then Lance Palmer.
Then guys retire.
Lance Palmer goes and trains in New Jersey. I think Benavidez is in... he's in Vegas, I believe, with his girlfriend. Mm. Alpha Males. I mean, it just seems
Chad
like
Chad Mendez is just fucking hunting.
Yeah, Mendez is
hunting. Who's their main star
taking
now?
People? Uriah again.
Really?
No. Well, yes. But I would say Feely or Cody Nolove.
Sage still there?
Sage is still there, but he's like...
But he's like in Japan.
Like, yeah, he also was like, in like a coma for 6 months. I mean, after his last fight.
Yeah.
I know what's-her-name is still there. The girl, I mean,
Paige?
No, Paige left.
No, PVZ's gone.
And then what's his name? Sarah McMahon was still there when I was watching. But yeah, it was like it's crazy what's going on there. But they're still turning out stars.
Yeah, they still have guys.
Yeah,
they still have guys.
I know Tyler Diamond.
They'll be fine.
He's like a guy that like should be in the UFC. He's like 11-1. He like has one loss in the Ultimate Fighter, and then never got it, which is fucking crazy. Also on this card, Chaz Skelly is taking on Grant Dawson. Dawson was 14-1.
Shit.
Friend from Missouri, nice guy.
I like Grant. We've had him on.
Yeah,
I've had Grant on.
I love Chaz though. 5-time state champion. Has dad bod times 3.
Wow.
But wins. This is a good fight.
Yeah.
Guy who's never out of a fight, Chaz Skelly.
Dude, Grant Dawson was just talking mad shit.
Really?
He was on somebody else's show, and he was like, this whole division, there's so many jokers, blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, right, he needs great. To do something. Good, good for him.
Make a name for yourself, dude.
I think he was like a chef at one point for old people. Tim Elliott is taking on Askar Askarov. That's the guy, I think, that trains over at Ray Longo's gym, right? Wasn't he the guy that fought somebody that, like, he was, like, doing... He was in like a arm triangle or something and was doing like a bicycle kicks to stay up.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that fight.
He's really good, that guy. Remember who he fought? What's his name he fought? The guy with the
Ricky
mullet?
Simone?
Yeah, Ricky Simone. Yeah.
Oh.
And it was like the third round, and then the ref called him out, but he wasn't out, and he got overturned.
Yeah, it was like a weird, yeah. He was
Isn't
just
he Matt
like,
Serra's dude?
Yeah, Matt Serra's
dude, yeah.
I think and he wins.
He's fighting Tim Elliott.
I mean, I feel like Tim Elliott had so much potential off the Ultimate Fighter because he looked so good. But I feel like every time he goes in the octagon now, it's like he doesn't give a fuck. He's like just messing around. Got submitted by Ben 10 in like 8 seconds. Yeah. And like he's a brilliant jiu-jitsu artist. Why? What are you doing getting submitted in 8 seconds, dude? I really like Tim Elliott, but I think what is his name? Asgard, fucking Thor's cousin.
There was a video. He's dating Gina. Gina Danger.
Gina Danger, yeah.
And then there's a video who is a really cool girl, very sweet. There's a video of him using her ass as like a punching bag.
Wow.
Like they put it up on Instagram. Hey, man.
Good for them.
You kids have fun. All right, so what do you got coming up, Weendog?
You can go follow the Twitch stream. It's twitch.tv/Weendog. Go on TikTok. It's called Hot Chin Action. Pretty much it, dude. Go subscribe to this podcast, Adam Hunter, on YouTube. We're gonna be posting more clips of this show on there, so you guys will really like that. I want to see some more hashtag here for Weendog comments. I haven't seen one yet.
I've seen a couple.
You have?
Yes.
It makes me very discouraged and insecure. So I want to see
one
some
of them
more
was the guy from To Catch a Predator.
Oh, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, he actually was there for Weendog. Literally. Yes. So
that's it.
And then what do you have, Tyler?
Not much. Just continuing to go on auditions and submit for work.
If I want to hire you as my personal trainer, how do I do that?
If you want to hire me as your personal jiu-jitsu instructor / trainer, you can visit me at Instagram, SmitheroBJJ, SmitheroBJJ. I have fairly reasonable prices for Los Angeles. And I teach Tuesdays and Thursdays, Revolution Martial Arts in Culver City. And I'm going to be back at Braxton's Combat Sports and Fitness on Mondays and Wednesdays.
What time are your classes on?
Tuesday, Thursday. We do a 6 o'clock beginner class. And then at 7 o'clock
morning?
At night, at 7 o'clock, we do open mat.
And is it gi or no gi?
Gi. Gi jiu-jitsu. If you want some no gi, we do that Thursday afternoons.
All right. I'm going to start going. That's my New Year's commitment. I'm doing it.
Yes.
I'm doing it.
Let's do it.
I will be at the Harvey's Comedy Club this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next Tuesday to Sunday, I'm in Reno at the Laugh Factory. The week after that, I am in El Paso at the Comic Strip. So check me out. Go to adamhunter.com, at Adam Comedian, and at MMA Roasted. Thank you guys so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөр болан та дас тоотан дөр болан мөрөг та